Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call. 106.5 The End.
Now, it's been in the past, it's more than a year ago, 2 years ago at least, that Kevin was diagnosed with a yeast infection. And
hold on. Can we just let that sit for a second?
Yes.
Why?
And he's a boy.
Well, boys can get
yeast infections. Yeah. But it's not like he's where you typically see male yeast infections where like it's
not down there.
It's not. Well, I think it's like sometimes like under like if you've got big like folds in your skin and stuff like that.
Oh,
He's not. You're not.
I don't have any folds, just to clear that.
You're not morbidly obese. Right. No.
Just obese.
But you do have a yeast infection, or you did. And we have reason to believe this is an intervention that it is back.
No, it is not back. I've been trying to tell you guys, I just came back from Hawaii, so they are sunspots, not yeast infection, sunspots.
So can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
You've been back for several weeks.
Right. Well over a month.
Absolutely.
How did you get sunspots under your chin?
It's because I would look up to the sky a lot.
Okay, why? And why didn't you get sunspots all over you, just in certain places?
I have sunspots under my chin, on my back, and under my arms.
Mm-hmm. And how come they don't look like sunspots?
They do look like sunspots. Do you want to see?
Yep.
Do you want to see?
Oh, God, he's taking his clothes off.
What?
Okay. Oh, he's taking
Let me see.
Are they?
Honey, that's not a sunspot.
Those are absolutely what your yeast infection used to look like.
No, they're discolor pigmentations of the skin because I've gotten so tan.
Yes.
Here's the other thing. Sunspots take years and years and years to develop.
It's a little chilly.
What you have is a yeast infection of the skin, and it is time for you to go get this checked out. Now, the last...
Again.
And here's what I bet happened. I bet because you went to Hawaii, it's very muggy there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
It's a wet heat. And I think maybe the fungus, it came back to you. Okay? It circled the globe, and it came back to you. It found you. Okay? And whatever you did last time only sort of fixed the problem, don't you think?
Okay.
What did you do last time?
So last time I had the yeast infection because I've been working out and sweat causes that. So, okay.
I think the yeast infection was pre your new fitness.
No,
lifestyle.
It was because of sweat.
It was
sweat.
Because of it.
Okay, Tight clothes, sweat caught in.
Right.
Don't try to change the subject.
I'm so sorry.
But last time they gave me yeast infection ointment that says it's for women. So,
well, it's okay. It's not just for women. It's obviously for strong young boys like you.
And then I had to rub it all over the parts, and then it disappeared, and then I didn't need it anymore.
Okay, so why are you fighting it so hard this time?
Because I ran out of the vial, the tube that has the ointment cream.
Okay, so why don't you just go get more?
Okay, so while you guys have been talking about this,
okay,
which I don't even know why we're talking about this, because this happened to you once before, and it looks exactly like this.
Okay.
All right. I did some digging on Google.
Okay.
And Dr. Google said that it's something called pityriasis variscolor.
That does sound familiar.
I think you just dropped the P. I think it's psoriasis.
The P is silent.
No, then the next letter starts with an I.
Psoriasis. Okay. Mm-hmm.
No, it's pityriasis variscolor.
Variscolor sounds familiar.
Okay.
Does it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a common fungal infection that causes small patches of skin to become discolored.
Is it contagious, Gavin?
Oh, I sure hope not.
I hope not either.
Oh, that's a good question. Let me add that word.
I don't think so. See, the condition isn't contagious. We're fine.
Okay.
It is not. It is not, nor is it painful.
Okay, so obviously this is what you have. Why are you letting yourself live this way again?
Because going to the doctors is very aggressive.
What do you mean aggressive? Aggressive how?
Copay is aggressive.
How much is your copay?
$20.
I'll give you $20 to go to a doctor.
It's just for them to tell me what you just Googled?
It's for them to send you off to what are they called?
A pharmacist.
No.
A dermatologist.
Dermatologist.
They don't do anything. I've been to dermatologists. They look at me and they're like, that's what you have. And then they give me an ointment and I do it. That's it. Waste of $20.
And wait, they give you an ointment and then what?
And then it works.
And then it works.
No. And then it comes back. Hence, we're still here.
Okay.
So it doesn't work.
Maybe you need to just keep doing the ointment.
Maybe I just gotta live with my body.
No!
I'm just gonna live with it. I'm gonna say I'm proud of my discoloration.
No, honey, don't be proud of it.
It makes me different.
You know what?
Fungus, I'm a fungi.
Okay, Oh, God. Oh, my God. First of all, don't ever put that on a dating profile, okay? Second of all, there's nothing to be proud of. You didn't accomplish anything. You can't take pride in something that you have no part in accomplishing. Third of all, it's unsightly.
Yeah.
It is. That's why I haven't taken my shirt off very much.
Okay, so this is hurting your lovemaking game then.
What's a girl going to think?
When was the last time you made love to a woman?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
No, I'm worried about it.
No, don't worry about it.
I'm real worried about it, and I'm mostly worried about the fungus part.
Let's just say she saw some of the fungus.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
And so post-Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
That took a while.
Not a while.
Okay, to answer, it just seemed like
it was in the dark, so she couldn't really see it.
I see. Okay.
Oh, smart.
So she sees the fungus, mm-hmm. and did she react to it?
No.
Okay, so.
Because it was in the dark.
So is your plan then, you could just get a simple treatment.
That works for a few months and then comes back.
You might need to keep doing that. Yeah that's true.
There are people that have to take medication every day.
You know how much is that medication?
How much is that medication?
$15 per vial.
but you won't look like this.
Well, guess what? If my insurance doesn't help pay for it, it's going to be $65 a bottle.
Okay, but it does pay for it.
Yeah, but do you know how much they pay for?
What?
Not that much. Maybe I'll get 3 refills max. And then what am I going to do then?
You go back to the doctor?
Yeah,
And then ask for another prescription? That's another $20. They're trying to eat my
Kevin,
money.
Kevin, I'll give you $35 to take care of your skin's fungus infection.
You know what? I won't.
Well, I already have his money. Fine. I'll go to the doctors. I'll make an appointment. I will show them my skin.
Do
and
need
guess
to go
what?
With you again?
No, you
this
don't.
This will not be the... For those people that don't know, strangely... We go to each other's doctor's appointments, and we have taken Kevin to the doctor before, mm-hmm. and we will do it again.
I mean, I think I can take myself here.
Well.
Okay, because I'll tell you right now, if I give you $35 to cover your copay and your prescription cost, and then I see some stupid Instagram story of you treating yourself to lobster or something like that.
I do that already.
I will slap you with an open hand.
Oh, my God. Okay, fine. I'll get rid of the spots.
Okay.
Happy?
Wow, I think you'll be happier.
And that should not have been that hard.
That was too hard.
Just off that path.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.